This month marks 10 years since the BP Gulf oil spill. Over the past 4 months, the APR News team has been following up on issues related to this disaster. This effort includes newspaper reporters along the Gulf Coast that APR recruited and trained to do radio stories from Mobile and Baldwin counties. The Deepwater Horizon disaster generated fines and lawsuit settlements that brought hundreds of millions of dollars to Alabama in the wake of the oil spill. How that money was spent, however, still rankles some residents. APR's Gulf Coast reporter Guy Busby explains how a lot of that cash went to Montgomery.
Just east of Mobile Bay, construction crews worked to improve Highway 31 in Spanish Fort. Money from BP oil spill fines is paying for part of that work. Alabama got $1 billion from the settlement. Mobile and Baldwin counties' cut ended up being about $74 million. That cash went to road work like this. The rest went to funding statewide projects.
The biggest thing, I think, out of the whole thing that really is hard to digest is that the amount of money that the state of Alabama got.
That's Baldwin County Commissioner Skip Gruber. He was chairman of the commission when the BP settlement was being negotiated.
And that money was supposed to be used on coastal projects. Well, it didn't end up that way. You know, it ended up in the state coffers.
Gruber isn't the only one unhappy with how the settlement money was doled out. Some like it because it helped the state as a whole. Others are outraged because the people who suffered the brunt of the damage got so little. Even 10 years after the spill, Gruber sounds like it happened yesterday.
Well, it was upsetting, you know, because, you know, golly, you know, and we had no voice about it. That's the thing about it. We had no voice in it. You know, we had no say-so whatsoever, you know, and just, it was wham, bam, and that was it.
2 hours to the northeast, the feeling is different.
It's probably one of the best things that we could have done. It was my most significant piece of legislation I passed in 26 years.
That's State House member Steve Klaus. He's chairman of the House Ways and Means General Fund Committee, which prepares the state budget. He says the BP settlement helped everyone in Alabama.
We finally came to an agreement, and part of the monies went to Mobile and Baldwin County, a little over $100 million for road and bridge work there. And the rest of it, $185 million, went to Medicaid over a two-year period.
The state owed almost $600 million to the Oil and Gas Trust Fund. $161 million of that would have been due this September. Medicaid also needed millions in funding. Klaus said the spill's impact hit the entire state economy.
When the oil spill happened, and obviously hurt Baldwin and Mobile County a good bit, I mean, if you believe that they're a major contributor to the tax base in the state of Alabama, which they are, then obviously that affected the whole state in our general fund budget, education budget, sales tax, income tax, insurance premium tax, the whole nine yards.
The agreement didn't leave either side happy.
You know, I was sort of in the middle. I had, the Baldwin County and Mobile County delegations wanting to put most of the money toward those two counties, and then the rest of the state was wanting to put it all toward the state services. So I was having to thread the needle.
Baldwin County Commissioner Skip Gruber said local legislators should have done more to keep that money on the Gulf Coast.
The sad part about it is that they could have took that money that was spent like that and demanded that it go to Mobile and Baldwin County, because that's where the damage was. I mean, it wasn't anywhere else. I mean, North Alabama didn't get any damage from it.
It was a miracle to get any of it because we were so outnumbered.
That's State House member Steve McMillan. His district includes the Baldwin County Gulf Coast. He says local legislators did all they could to keep any money in the Bay Area.
People don't realize we outnumbered about 7-1.
Some people up on the floor had been told that an agreement had been reached, and then I had to get up to the microphone and say, no, no agreement has been reached.
State House member Margie Wilcox represents part of Mobile County. She was in the middle of the negotiations in the State House.
We're going to keep filibustering, which there was a little frustration on the floor from us because we had never really shut the House down, and we were determined to shut it down and to keep it shut down.
Wilcox introduced a bill to split the money evenly between the coast and Montgomery.
And they would have half the money go to the state and half the money to the coastal area. And people said, oh my gosh, why are you asking for half? And I said, well, because we're going to be lucky to get that.
Wilcox's strategy was half a loaf is better than none. that didn't work out.
You know, you can't help but shake your head.
Other funds were also diverted from the coast as well. 10 years ago, Alabama Public Radio took its listeners to the 2010 Oil Spill Recovery Conference in Orange Beach. Local residents were there to voice their concerns, but they weren't alone. Medical professionals were also worried about what would happen next.
Nobody knows for sure.
That's Dr. Richard Powers. In 2010, he was medical director of the Alabama Department of Mental Health. His job was to get a handle on the mental health impact of the spill. Back then, Powers said part of the problem was figuring out what to look for, although he had some ideas.
Well, I would be looking for increased risk of depression, substance abuse. I'd be looking for more conduct disorder in kids. I think, for instance, and I propose this to BP, that one of the things that we need to do is that we need to monitor dropout rates of kids, you know?
Then years later, Power said he's still waiting for useful mental health data. He blames how the BP money was spent.
All of these dollars, all of these monies are being provided because of the suffering of the people on the coast, okay?
Specifically, Powers objects to over $350 million that went to the National Academy of Sciences.
They didn't suffer in Massachusetts. They didn't suffer in Texas. They didn't suffer really much in Florida. Because I went up and down. There was really not much. There was almost no oil at all in the Panhandle. There was some towards the Alabama line.
When the funding was announced, NAS officials said that the money would provide an excellent opportunity to study human health and the environment, including issues related to oil spills on the Gulf Coast. Powers' contention is that Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana took the hit from the spill. The money should have paid for research or infrastructure there.
My last conversation with the people at the National Academy of Science, they seemed to feel like that money needed to be spent in the place that made the most sense for the country at large. My take on it is that money was earned by the suffering of our citizens and ought to be devoted to improving the quality of care and the quality of life for our citizens.
There is one major source of funding that will go to the Gulf Coast over the next decade or so. In addition to the $1 billion BP paid the state for economic damage, Alabama will also get more than an additional billion in civil fines. That money is for environmental restoration. Patty McCurdy is Alabama State Lands Director. She's been working on that project for the last several years.
All the projects require best available science. So how do we get the science? If we had science gaps, how do we fill those? We have to do that to get approval.
McCurdy said that in the end, we all need to remember that it's not all about the money.
It's still an injury that will never be fully compensated because of the emotional impact and the economic impact to many on the coast that will never fully be restored.
Guy Busby, APR News on the Gulf Coast.